The CALIP meeting to order for Tuesday, September the 25th, 2018 at 6:32. Okay. I move to, well, I can't move anything.
Oh, thank you.
The agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda?
Yes.
I did.
Okay. Anybody? Another copy?
And I move to accept the agenda.
Yeah, yes. I'll second that.
And we got a second.
Okay, it's moved and second to accept the agenda. All those in favor of accepting the agenda for tonight, say aye.
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 Okay. Any nays? No nays? Okay.
You seconded.
So it's been, the agenda has been approved. The next thing is the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes.
I second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes. Paul, the pregnant Paul.
Aye. Susan, are you
aye?
Aye. All those who approved the minutes from August 22nd, 2008, and say aye.
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 I say aye too, because I am looking for it.
Susan, say aye.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for a pen. I'm sorry. No, thanks.
Okay, any nays? Okay, ayes have it. The minutes have from August 22nd have been approved. The next is the treasurer's report. Any changes?
So as of August, so we started the fund balance of $378,143.70. For the month of August, the only expense was the amount that was written to the library, mm-hmm. and the amount $68,379. Mm-hmm. And the year to date is $68,879. So minus that amount, minus what was the amount of the $10,960 has been encumbered for the two projects that are still outstanding, leaves us a balance of $298,304.70 as of August 31st.
Any questions or comments?
No. Okay. I move to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so ayes. Any nays? Okay, so moved. The treasurer's report has been accepted.
Did you get cake?
No, I didn't.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, to chairman's comments. I'm going to run by very fast. I'm not going to encourage discussion, just to let us know. Looking at our bylaws, we haven't had an election of officers, and usually in the bylaws that we have, it says something that was very vague. The election of the chairperson, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary shall be held at the first regular meeting each calendar year. So I'm not sure if that means January or if that really means September or whatever, but that's something that probably we should discuss at our next meeting.
I would say calendar year would mean January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's not a that in January.
Okay.
Anybody second it?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay.
Second.
Oh,
did Bob second?
Bob second.
Okay. Moved in second to do elections in January of 2019. All right.
Doesn't everybody have to say aye?
Yes.
Aye.
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 Okay. It's been aye. Any nays? Nope.
I'm getting good at this Robert Rules of Order thing.
Okay. The next thing is the 5-year plan that's part of the ordinance of our commission. We haven't really done anything with this 5-year plan, and I don't think since I've been here. But it might be it's something that I think needs to be either revised or totally taken out. And what I am suggesting is that we look at the five-year plan and discuss it at next month's meeting. We should do most of the revision before we give it to John Mulligan to put it together, hopefully, as for an ordinance. Because that's the way you have to do this to change this.
I motion to do that. At the next meeting.
Okay. It's been moved. Has it been a
second?
Been moved and second. To discuss the five-year plan, whether for revision or totally taking it out. All those in favor of doing that, say aye.
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 Okay. Any nays? We will do that at the next meeting. But this is one thing I will suggest. You can get this off of the website. If you can't, you can probably ask Keith for a copy. But you can get a hold of this in order to really look at it and go through it and have your edits. And you can even give me, you know, some of your edits before the meeting, so it'll go quicker. Okay. What is other thing that I want to bring up? Because also we're trying to keep the cost of using the attorney down.
Right.
I don't want to see another $700 bill. And the last thing that I want to mention is liaisons to the outstanding grants that we have. I have been the liaison for Ms. Madsen, for the Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't do it. So I'm asking if someone else could be the liaison.
I volunteer.
Okay, Rick has volunteered to take it on. Great. The next thing I need to find out about Dennis, because Dennis is the liaison for both, you know, Art Holliday's grant and for the Werenberg one. What I need is for those folks to be contacted so they can update us on the status of where they are with their gift.
Dennis said he had another meeting tonight. I saw him this afternoon.
So I'll get hold of him and let him do that.
Hasn't Dennis been in contact with him already?
He probably has. I want something in writing. You know, like a little blurb, you know, a little short paragraph, a little stuff from where they are, so that we could have it. It's one thing to report verbally, but this will put the onus of them that, yeah, we're serious.
We need documentation.
Mm-hmm. Of where they are. Because it's...
I mean, I kind of think that you need to go through Dennis first. You
know, no, Dennis is the one. I'm not confident. He has to contact his folks first. It's not going to be me.
Okay.
And then Rick will miss an answer. So that's probably all I really wanted to bring up under chairperson's comments. So we'll move right along to the next part of agenda items, a first year's grant programming proposal update.
Okay.
Now I'll turn it over to Rick.
Okay. I'd like to introduce Roseanne Weiss to anybody who hasn't met Roseanne. Mm-hmm. We've all gotten Roseanne's resume, and at the last meeting it was accepted that we're going to do this grant proposal and that Roseanne is going to write it and handle all the grants and getting the grant reading committee done.
Mm-hmm.
So she's graciously come tonight to answer any questions about that before she gets started October 1st, and we have to motion out her first payment, which is 50% on $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have any questions for Roseanne?
Well, first let me say thank you. and thank you for having me here, and I'm excited about this project. Mm-hmm. These are my cards if anybody, you know, wants to be able to contact me directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm familiar with Calip, and I know that you saw from my resume that I have about 30 years of experience in the arts world in St. Louis, which means I started when I was 14. And but the last 14 years I've spent with the Regional Arts Commission, doing various things, including grant making, and working with organizations, and piloted for the commission their grants to artists and their artist fellowships. So that's been my bailiwick, is to work with artists in particular and close. I put together just some numbers and some notes so that you all had it, so you know what I'm thinking about, and we can stay on track and make sure we're all thinking about the same thing.
Thank you.
So my understanding is that you want to try this new direction with these programs with some short videos, which I think is a wonderful idea, because it really it'll get you into an audience and some people who need some support and maybe emerging, and really, you know, that's a place where this entity can sort of help some people get started or take the next leap. So Rick and I discussed this, and I'm assuming that you all discussed it beforehand, but that really what you want to do is open this to both professionals and artists and to students of any age group, because I think that's wonderful, because everybody's got access to computers and cameras and all kinds of things, and that the theme of this would be the stories of University City, which I think is really great. There's so many stories to tell, big ones and little ones. Mm-hmm. So I think that people will respond to this quite well, and I think that the amount is appropriate for students and for professionals to do these short videos. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get some great quality, but it won't be something you would have gotten from Switch or somebody like that, but it'll be great quality and it'll be well edited, and because there's a selection committee, you're going to get the best. I am excited to be able to sort of call on some of my friends, because I think that the selection committee, people who've got some experience reading grants, who can discern what people are thinking about and what they mean. We'll come. I've looked at what you've done before in your calls, and I think it needs to be tweaked some, which I'm happy to do, and of course, you know, share that with all of you. We, because of my experience with the Regional Arts Commission, I have a lot of people in this community that I can call on to be able to read grants. Mm-hmm. But some of the people I'm thinking about is actually my former colleague, Lynn Maupin, who I know you know, who is now working with Arts in Transit. Eric Tokey, who runs one of the biggest PR firms and marketing firms, because this is about telling stories. I think Eric would be interested, and if he couldn't do it, I know there would be somebody in his firm he'd be glad to assign this to. Olivia Laz Gonzalez, who's a wonderful curator here in town and has a great eye, who works with the Sheldon, is someone else I'm thinking about. Lois Ingram, who's a fabulous photographer. You all may even know her. I think she's shown here in this gallery. And Chris Clark, who's a good friend. And if he has time, he is the artistic director for Cinema St. Louis for the big film festival that we do here in St. Louis. So if Chris has time, I know he would do it. Mm-hmm. So I think we could come up with a really great pool of people. Mm-hmm. And if we make the grant application not too onerous and you know, not asking for people for tomes, I think we can get a good group of volunteers who can make decisions about that. And, you know, obviously I've facilitated these meetings before, and I think that we can move it along and get a good group of people. We are looking at a timeline of, you know, announcing this, putting this out here in October, and having a mid-November deadline. So, you know, we've got to get the word out, which is why there's somebody who does that in this budget, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, that's the main thing. Are you reaching the people you want to reach? Because what we want to reach are both professionals and artists and students of all kinds. So you want to get to the schools, you want to get to the universities and colleges, you want to get to all the artist listserv and all the social media that's out there. So people really get excited about it. Mm-hmm. There's a great group in town called Critical Mass for the Visual Arts, and they have this wonderful listserv that mm-hmm. reaches a lot of people and do a lot of programs, and I know that they're going to be excited to be able to participate in this and get the word out. Mm-hmm. So I think with the help of the social media manager, we can get this all going. what we would do then is give the selection committee a little time to read. And sometimes if things are not clear, I think it's totally fair to go back to somebody and say, would you, you know, you skipped a resume here. If you send it to us, we'll consider it, you know, that kind of thing. I don't think we have to be totally and completely so bureaucratic about it, especially when we're dealing with students, that we can't look at it and say, you know, oops, you forgot this thing. So at least that's the way I like to do grants, because it's also teaching. You know, as we're talking to people about creating artworks for us and telling stories about University City, we're also teaching how you do this, right? So that'll be an exciting part too, that I think sometimes people don't understand that that's what happens when you're giving away money. But you're also teaching people how to do that, how to write grants, and how to ask for money, truly, which is an art in and of itself, right? So, you know, I think we could be ready to announce in December if we're able to move that quickly, and then give people at least 3 months, late March, to have these ready and done, right? Mm-hmm. So that's quick.
That is quick.
But I think it's really doable. And I think that what you want to do is be able to get the word out and to have, like, the outcome quickly. And with when you're working with short video, you should be able to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something where 3 years later you're asking somebody to give you a report about it.
Right.
Truly, that's right. Not what this program is. Mm-hmm. That program's great, but this program is
for
different.
Only 3 years.
Yeah, well, whatever it was. So, I won't ask.
She only knew.
So this will give you guys, I believe, a really good win, you know, for people to see that what you guys are doing as an entity, and that you were able to put some of this money into the hands of some people that can do some exciting things with it, and also that it's a teaching tool. At the same time, getting some great stories about University City out there, which I think when I was reading bylaws and mission and all that kind of stuff is part of what you guys want to do.
Is it possible to see the application? I mean, who's composing the application?
Oh, I will edit the applications you've used in the past. And you mean...
Well, I think this application would be quite different from what...
Yes.
Yes. Roseanne would be writing it, and then we would all get it a chance
to see it.
And are you thinking the application for the professional is going to be different from the application for a student?
You know, I think that what we're going to try to do is do the same application, but maybe in that application ask for different criteria.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, again, these are short videos. So it'll be clear that it's a school group or a young student or a college student who's giving us this. And that will be part of the selection committee's thought processes about this. And also we're going to do two separate budgets. If you're a student, you can ask up to $1,500 or a student group. If you're a professional, you can ask up to $3,000.
And when you give information to the person who's applying, you'll be telling them the parameters.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The parameters and the criteria will be there. Okay. Now, if we feel like it, if we want to, if you actually think that some people would show up, we could have an informational evening for people to come, and we could do a little workshop about how to apply for this grant and the application. I've done that many, many times at the Regional Arts Commission about here's the grant, here's how you apply for it, here's where it is on the website, this is what we're asking for, and when we're talking about this criteria, this is what it means. And I'm perfectly willing to do that.
And I've gone to those, and they're very informative.
Yeah.
And they get a full age range of people.
Right, right. So, you know, you can make it casual, but, you know, you stand there with the PowerPoint and say, this is what this means, and, you know. So I'm happy to do that if you think people would come.
I think that would be making something more complicated than it needs to be. You know, how long would that take? 20 minutes? I don't know if that would be useful.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's put together this this application and see if we feel like... Mm-hmm.
And it also really depends on the response to the application, because
we're
being inundated by a lot of the same questions or a lot of questions, it's, well, we want to clarify that, so we're going to have this date here at the library, the auditorium, and you can... will help you, and particularly for students who have never applied for a grant before, it's very good to be able to just ask your questions in person.
Especially if there's a class that the instructor would say the class is going to go, or whoever is really interested and brings a group, you might just fill your seats just with that.
Exactly.
To have enough people to attend to make it worthwhile.
Exactly. I think we're going to have a tremendous response to this from the word I've put out in the last month that this has been approved. Video artists, professional ones, people from Venture Cafe that do graphic animation stuff are already coming up with really great ideas and interesting ways they want to tell University City stories. So I think with that and getting it out to the social media and through the artist connections, I think you're going to be very surprised at how many, and I'd like to keep the application as short as possible.
Yeah, no, because if we get a lot, you know, the readers need to be able to get through them, right?
Yeah.
You know, the binder needs to be this big, not this big.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I wanted to say two things, because I wanted to say it in front of everybody, and Roseanne, you're aware of this, that the library has video equipment and editing, and that there is a place so that people who want to apply and don't have equipment... That needs to be put in the information for everybody, that it is definitely all available. God, I am old. I said I had
poem.
Two things I
couldn't believe. John Alred couldn't tell you.
I completely forgot my second part on that.
That's too funny.
I really did. It'll come to me.
All right. Any more questions?
Yes, like if we're going to have the informational session, would you think that it would be here at the library?
Yes,
in Maryland?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
So how soon do you think we would know if we would
need it? Yeah, because you want to put that out in your press, right?
Well, so we want to make sure we've got a room available.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It would have to be mid to late October.
Yeah, I was going to say long enough for people to get the word out. So I would say maybe that last week of October, even the first week of November, believe it or not, because, you know, if the deadline is like November 15th, you know, November 1 is not too late to do it, because, you know, people have been thinking about it, and then they have questions or they've hesitated.
Halloween's
you know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Halloween's available.
I won't be here.
Actually, it has to be before the end of October for me to be here, because our cruise is from November 1st to the 11th of November. So we need to have it like October 28th would be good.
Okay. 30th
something like that.
Available. 28th is a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's wrong with a Sunday?
Yeah,
well, I mean, we're closed at 5.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We have to do an afternoon.
Well, is it an afternoon?
And there's somebody in there. There is somebody in there.
Okay.
But that Tuesday, the 30th is open.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Tuesday night is good.
Yeah,
because
I can't do anything Mondays
and
Wednesdays.
Aren't you leaving that? Yeah, I thought you were leaving like November 1st, too.
Actually, the 30th I could do.
Okay, I can't
either,
but I don't think I need to.
All right, so.
You
know, what would you say would be a good time? Time to do it. 5:30, 6?
I would say 7, so people have time to get off work if they're professionals, and students have time to eat dinner.
Okay.
And it'll take an hour to an hour and a half, and it's open till 9.
Yeah, I think an hour. I think we're good with an hour.
Did you say 7?
7. And they actually... Everybody is welcome to come, but no one that's here has to be here.
I think we need to announce this stuff to the council before.
let them know what that yeah. this is moving along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And particularly about this date.
Yeah.
All right, got it. I'm going to go downstairs and double check on the actual mm-hmm. computer and see if it showed up.
So. Okay, great. Thank you.
October 30th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. October 30th? Yeah.
Yes.
The first October.
Yep.
At 7.
At 7 p.m.
Okay.
And we'll have one more meeting before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, before the 28th. The
you'll have one more.
We'll have one more meeting before we're having that, but we will get what Roseanne writes and does all by email. And
yeah, I can announce at the council meeting to get that out there.
When is the next council meeting?
It should be
the 8th or the 1st?
I would think the 8th.
The 8th, okay.
So by then, if we've got the date for the instruction night, I can announce that. And just mm-hmm. to describe the program in a
right
brush kind of way.
When is the meeting?
I think the next one's October 8th.
It's the second.
By October 8th, you'll have something rough that you can give the council to say this.
Well, there's another meeting before the 30th, so I could do either one.
There is another
rough.
There's two every month.
Well, wait, we just had one.
Yeah, so there'll be two in October.
We had two in October. Oh, September.
Yeah,
we're talking about
October.
Okay. So there's only going to the next one is the 8th of October. Isn't it the second Monday?
The second and
fourth.
Fourth. Yeah. So
the second Monday in October is the 8th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would be when I can announce.
Yeah, that's the next meeting. There's no meeting before the 8th.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah.
So the 30th, this is for people to come in to.
This would be a workshop on how to apply.
Gotcha.
Do you think it would be helpful for Roseanne to be at that meeting, Steve?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just wouldn't want to take your time because it's really just going to kind of
five
making
minutes,
the city, the city aware of it, the rest of the council members aware of it, and then members of the public just so it gets out there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They can't stop it. We're an independent commission, so
it's on
I'll
the
come
side.
To the meeting. I'll be.
Yeah,
the
you
meeting.
Can. You want to? You know, somebody could be there mm-hmm. if there's any questions, but I don't think there will be.
I'll be there.
Or even if you wanted to, I could just say I have an announcement that I'd like to pass it over to someone, and you guys, you could get up and do the announcement for me. However, we want to do it.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I'll do it.
So it's not to make it to be. So it's not to make it a bigger thing
than it is.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is a big thing.
It is a big thing.
It's a change in direction.
Yeah.
It's, we want to build excitement. So
we want word to get out there.
Yeah, we want to make it sound like Calif's doing something new, creative, different, targeting, a larger number of artists because the shorter the video, the amount of the grants, it's really opening up the world. Those are ways to sell it.
And to
I think absolutely.
To Roseanne's comment earlier about getting quality like at the Switch, I already have three people who worked at the Switch who said $3,000 for a 3-minute video. They're already coming up with very creative ways.
And it's
going to
be very competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be some great quality for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 30th from you've got it from 5 to 9.
Okay,
okay.
Great.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And then there's a projector and I could hook up my computer.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Okay.
Cool. That's great.
All right, anything else that I can answer for you?
You have any questions?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
It sounds good for me.
And it's at 7.
I'm slightly off topic, but so I'm meeting with Brian Spaff from Cinema St. Louis to set up some of the classes. Would having a class geared toward this be helpful at all for students?
Geared towards making a 3-minute video?
Yeah, could be.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
great.
His students can apply.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh,
it's open to all students.
Yeah, that would be fun to do.
And in fact, we can tell students on the application that if they want to apply and they need to take a class, it can cross-pollinate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
When would the class
start? I think that's the exciting part.
We have
to get
in that window there.
How this works, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Gets
yeah.
To,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to just give you, because this was on the website.
No,
you don't have to use it. This is just give you an idea of what we're doing.
That's great. Great. Thank you. Wonderful.
Like I said, that was like a multi-page thing, and you probably want a one page. But at least you have an idea.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's exactly what I need. Thank you. Wonderful. All right.
Okay. Is everybody comfortable with all of this? Any other questions?
Yeah.
Then I make a motion that we move on and we issue Roseanne her first payment and let her get started.
Okay. Shall I send you an invoice? Is there someone to would I send that to?
Send it to me.
Okay.
Okay. Great. It's been moved and seconded.
Second.
To go ahead and pay Roseanne Weiss. Is it the first half?
Yeah, $3,250. No, $3,750.
Okay, $3,750.
I'm good at math.
Well, thank you all. And I'm excited about this.
And good. I think Keith will give
you glad you're
your
doing
contact
it.
Information so she can send the invoice to you.
Yeah, I will take one of your cards and I will email you.
Please.
And then you can just email it to me.
That
the
sounds
invoice.
Great. That sounds perfect.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
What you were trying to do.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so is there anything else that we have?
Well, Roseanne doesn't have to stay for this part, but I wanted to talk about our social media person for this project, which I'm proposing Angelo Ortega, who is on the autism scale, and Michael Powers, who went through Roseanne's CAT program, who both are social media whizzes and work very well together always, and Angelo is not comfortable taking it on by himself. Mm-hmm. He needs his person, that kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and so I would like to propose that we go ahead and approve them to do that, because since Roseanne's going to get started, I want them to start the social media right away, saying this is coming, it's happening. You know, they can really start beating the pavement already, and their networks, particularly Michael's, like mine and Roseanne's, is full of artists and creative people in St. Louis that, like, Michael got all the bands for my event this weekend that were phenomenal. Seven bands. He got them in 2 days to all show up for we did pay them, but we didn't pay them enough to only give them 3 days notice. You know? So I know I think that'll make this incredibly successful. So would anybody make a motion?
Okay.
Now, what exactly will they be doing?
The social media to get the word out on the grants. And then after the grants are done, they will be social mediaing out the three.
So they're just posting the information on various social media?
Yes, and lists and out to
newspapers
everybody.
Newspapers and the whole business.
And the whole business and calendars and everything. And then at the end, that includes them, once we have the videos, them posting them out on all the social media sites and really getting tens of thousands of views of these videos.
Mm-hmm. Are they being paid something?
Yes, that's what we're approving. That's what's in the budget that says social media and...
Oh, social media and marketing producer, both.
We approved the budget last time. Mm-hmm. Yes. We just need to approve these guys to do it.
Okay. I move we approve them.
Do we have a second, Susan?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve a payment for the social media and marketing producers.
Right.
Within the budget.
Within the budget.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, I say aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Okay. So moved. It's been moved and approved for funding for the social media and marketing.
Yes, I'm going to set you up in
some language.
So that you can talk.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you all so much. It's wonderful to meet you.
You didn't eat your cake. You want to take it with you?
No, thank you.
It's cinnamon?
No, thank you. I'm trying so hard to be good.
The guy down there didn't touch his cake either. He is afraid of me giving him poison or something. I don't understand why. Just because the last guy that was the recorder here disappeared after he ate my cookies.
Thank you all very much.
Oh, here you go.
Thanks. Talking with you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Drive carefully.
Okay. Any other discussion under first year grant programming?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Sounds good.
So are we making a payment for the social media or just a
yes, we are, and I'll get you the information for Michael and Angelo.
And an invoice?
Yes, and an invoice.
So is that for the both of them together?
Yes. That's both of them together. They're going to figure out how they're going to divide that, but that's for both of them.
That's why I said within the budget.
Yes, yeah. No, it's within the budget.
Mm-hmm.
But having just done a big event in Forest Park mm-hmm. with 11 organizations that help people
mm-hmm.
with special challenges,
mm-hmm.
I think it's really good that we also include
mm-hmm.
people with special challenge in the diversity of what we're doing
yeah.
here. But in some cases, they need some additional help with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good. It was very interesting to have Deaf Inc.
Mm-hmm.
and the Center for the mm-hmm. Hearing Impaired there with sign language people,
mm-hmm.
and they said they've never gotten as good a response. Duo mm-hmm. Dogs was amazing. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
side topic. So
mm-hmm.
keep going, madam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next item is the grant round discussion. I'm hoping that we don't have a lengthy discussion. The main thing is, do you want to do a grant round? If you do want to, when would you want to do it? Those are the two main questions. We haven't done a grant round for 2 years, 2016, and as you know, it's a lot.
I'm going to propose and make a motion that we postpone discussion of another grant round program
mm-hmm.
until at least the next meeting, and we have this first year grant program
mm-hmm.
nailed down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should like start two at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say that. I was going to suggest that we wait. Probably a little longer even than that.
Yeah.
Because we're involved in setting up this grant
mm-hmm.
program now,
mm-hmm.
and I think it'll be easier on us if we don't try to do
mm-hmm.
too much at once.
So do you want to change your motion to a little longer?
Yes, we'll change our motion to his motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
Well, I think...
Wait, hold it.
What was the motion?
Okay.
Just to... table considering the... another grant round until we feel we are comfortable with the establishment of the directed grants
mm-hmm.
program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I
seconded. Okay. Moved and seconded. The motion, I'm not looking at. What we know is we table until longer. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Okay. That's been moved to second that we're going to table this for a while. So I'm not going to even mention it to have it put on the agenda for probably until.
Yeah.
No, that's
December.
Why I said
yeah.
when we feel
mm-hmm.
comfortable, we can agree to take this up.
Okay. Well, moving right along, council liaison comments.
So I guess since I was looking at the minutes, the last time we were here was just before the TIF commission meeting, so I guess I should just had mentioned that it did pass.
Right.
So that is kind of old news, but it did pass. So that mm-hmm. doesn't mean it's going forward. There's still more work to do. The council
mm-hmm.
still has to approve things, and there's still negotiations and whatnot. But it passed the TIF commission itself. So
mm-hmm.
they, with two people dissenting, passed it, and so it moves forward to the next go round with all the department
mm-hmm.
at 170 and all of them. So there's still a lot of work to be done. It's not a for sure thing even at this point, but we're working in that direction. So other good news, the fire department was awarded a $1.9 million grant this last week for additional staffing. It's called a SAFER grant, and we have to match, it's a matching total grant. Total project is $3 million, so we have to come up with $1.1.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
But
okay.
But the federal government gives us
$1.9.
So it's,
we have to come up with 1.9? How do we do that?
We come up with 1.1. Well, it's over 3 years.
Over 3 years, okay.
And the presentation last night at the work study was regarding EMS.
Okay.
So one of the ways you get some of that money in is by the revenue that would generate if we started EMS back up. So you've got the estimate was about $800,000 a year you could bring in revenue. So that can be part of your contribution because it's a revenue generating function, one of the few that we have in the city. So that can do it as well. Plus, then we'd be looking at, and part of the discussion of that, if it was used to that, what it does is it increases staffing, puts us up at a higher level of firefighters. All of our firefighters are firefighter paramedics. So that means they can staff the ambulance. We'll have two paramedics on every ambulance now. Instead of with the present outsourced, it's a paramedic and an EMT. So we'll be back to two paramedics on the ambulance. But it also puts us at the national standard for firefighters, which at the present time, the way Chief Hinson described it last night was, if he sends a truck to a fire, he has to have two in, two out, meaning he can send two guys off the truck into the fire as long as there's two outside. And many times on our trucks, we're not staffed with enough people to do that. So he might only have three people and he can't send anybody in by regulation. And he says it exposes the city to harm. And, you know, other trucks may be coming. There might be, you know, mutual aid coming from other cities. But this helps us to get to that level. Some of the fires would want to have, eight people at the fire, depending on how the level of it is. And this helps us to get to that. So it doesn't just fix and help our EMS situation, but it also gets our firefighters up to a higher level of men on the job. You know, and the way I look at it, it's my own personal opinion. You know, when we start outsourcing some of our core services, I really start to think it's almost an indication that we're in decline.
Yeah,
it's a city in decline if you can't even take care of your core services, and I don't want that impression. So if we can bring that back in, we are a full-service city. We're going to take care of our streets. We're going to take care of our sidewalks. We're going to pick up your trash, and we're going to fight your fires, and we're going to police your streets. Those kind of things are the things we want to make sure that we're saying this is what we're doing.
Steve, can that money also be used to buy new ambulances?
Well, I think the way they're it's for staffing.
It's for staff.
But I think the way it works is, so now that you've got this inflow of cash from some other place that's helping you pay your staffing, it would free up other money that then you can use elsewhere. And the way they staggered it, so in 1 year we pay part of our share a little bit more. 1 year it's down, 1 year it's up. So in 1 year we actually have by the calculations, and they're all estimates at this point, we actually had $230,000 on the plus side as you ran through the program. Then 1 year we're going to have to come up with a little bit of money, but you know, actually based on the contribution plus the revenue. And the way things have changed over time between the time EMS went out and when it came in, the yearly charge for medical disposal waste used to be $80,000. They're negotiating a new contract to get it down around 10.
Really?
That's,
say that again. The what?
Disposal of medical waste.
Oh.
And so it used to be around $80,000. I think they were talking last night about getting it down to around 10. That's a $70,000 savings, wow. Which is huge. Jeez. When we're talking about the numbers where they were saying, we weren't collecting enough revenue to make sense. It was about this amount off. That's a huge amount. The prior medical claims collections that are billing, they used to charge 7%. Now it's down to 5 because more entities are in that business and they're fighting for the work. So it's already down to 5. The new software that we would be buying into helps the fire department stay connected, not just for billing, but it helps in their billing because many times they would lose out on information that they needed to bill a resident that went to the hospital because, well, you drop them off and they take them in, and what was your Social Security number? And then suddenly they lose that and they can't bill them and they lost money that way. Mm-hmm. Now they'll be connected to the hospital, so if anything that they need on their billing form can be done by a click. Mm-hmm. But what's even better is they're then connected to the neighboring municipalities. So if they need to exchange any information, let's say there was an ambulance situation, we'll get our mutual aid back. We will help other communities. They'll help us. So let's say Clayton had to come in and was picking somebody up and helping us to transport somebody, and the reason they had to communicate, they're connected. They're also connected to the hospital, so all the medical information can get to the hospital before you get there with your heart attack. So that'll be an improvement. So all those things, just over time since this happened, will make, I think, makes this work better.
So right. Steve, have we initiated a process to get rid of Gateway?
That's part of it, because we just started the beginning of the fourth year of their contract. Uh-huh. So there'll be a time lag of getting this, you know, up and going again. So we've got to buy ambulances, we've got to retrofit some ambulances, okay. We've got to hire 12 firefighters. It's going to take time, and it hasn't been approved by council yet. So, given that lag, you might start eating up a lot of that fourth year, and then we'd be negotiating with them if we want to get out of it early to say, well, it's the fifth year, let's see what we, how do we want to depart our relationship.
And do we have any anticipation that there's going to be a problem?
I haven't heard any, and I think those negotiations would start. I would hope there wouldn't be. You know, they could balk and say, now you've cut us out of this much revenue during the year, but, you know, if you look at the contract, and again, it's just my own opinion, there's a section in the contract that says, you can't sue us for, and it lists all the damages. It's like, well, there's nothing you can sue us for. You agree to a contract that says you could sue us, but you won't get anything, so have a good day. I mean, I don't, so I you know, but that'd be up to the attorneys that would actually be fighting those fights. But I think we can work it in a way that they would be happy to, either there would be a graceful parting of ways. And
what makes you think?
Well, I think there's just ways you can do it, because I think that they're up and running, and yeah, they might, I don't know what their profit is on working with our residents, and there's other things that we can do to help them do other tasks maybe in New City that keep them involved.
That's I think finding this all out is great, but what I have to go.
Yeah,
and I can really, when you're talking city council stuff here at this meeting, I was assuming that it would be about something of interest to the Cal Commission,
yeah,
not what I get at the regular city council,
well,
meeting, which is where you should get it, because we need to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
no, that's
do you have any comments on what we're doing?
No, I mean, I think this is exciting, and I'm going to be happy to present it to the full council and let them know that you know, there's been a change of direction, and it's going to be really interesting, and something that's not only interesting helping the arts, but it will help the city, because when it gets put out there, it's going to really put a shine on the city. And not something the city did, not the city government did, but residents, people.
Artists did,
yeah,
for the city.
So I think that
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
And I think you should stay and talk and answer all questions.
No, yeah, just jump out anytime you want. I mean,
I want to finish this meeting.
Oh, go ahead.
We'll go back and talk about UMRCC in general.
Go ahead.
So I give it back, I'm giving it back to you, Patricia.
Yeah, well, the only other next thing that we would have to just talk about is the next meeting date, which would be October the 25th. I can make on a Thursday. It's October the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that hopefully will be okay for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I think the only thing that I would suggest is if we move it a week earlier, because we're in the middle of this grant program, and if we're going to have this class on the 28th, I think the sooner we meet again to look at what Roseanne's done, the better, so that maybe the 18th might be a better choice.
I might not be able to make anything in October, so it doesn't matter. Oh, but then you won't have a quorum.
Not if Dave doesn't show up.
Oh.
Although we should have a new member coming in. I reached out to her to get her paperwork done.
Okay.
But
so
yeah,
hopefully you will.
You can't come in anything in October.
Not after October 13th,
14th. Okay.
How many years?
Well, you can't come to either of the October dates.
Right.
I see.
Well, if we moved it up to the 18th, we would have to get out word to the other commission members.
Which are only three of us. Three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you got three. We need to make sure another one comes, either Dave or the.
Unless
how quickly
have
can
how about a Sunday during the day? I could come in.
Mm. I don't do Sundays.
No. Or a Saturday during the day.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave it at the 25th. We'll just have to communicate via email and figure out what we need to do, if we need to do anything else in between. We probably don't. Roseanne is incredibly competent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my only worry would be, would you need to vote to approve the application?
No, we can do that via email. We can all do our edits on it and do it by email, saying this is good to go. We don't have to meet to have a discussion about it, because everyone will read it and see a final copy of it and be able to say yes, because that's hard paper on, that's ink on paper, and we can read it. And
I just don't know if you're allowed to vote.
Yeah, we've never done it like that. We've always.
I don't think you are.
Well, you don't have. We don't have to vote on the grant proposal.
Right. I mean,
it doesn't have to be voted on. We've already said that she's writing it.
It wouldn't necessarily be a vote. It'd just be kind of, these were my thoughts, and
these are my thoughts,
and I like
I'm
it.
I'm good with this,
and I'm good with
that's
it.
All you got to do.
It's kind of a consensus, rather.
It's
than
just that. Really making sure everybody knows
because you've already authorized her to draft it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you can work around it, but it's just purely a administrative, functional, procedural issue. Not substance wise. I know you guys are doing the right thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think we can get around that one.
Okay.
Easily
enough. Not get around. It's not on the.
No. Not get around. Eat your cake. Eat your cake.
But completely follow and.
We follow all of the rules completely to the progression and bylaws.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
So are we still at Thursday, October the 25th?
Yes.
Okay.
And this room is booked. This Calipa canceled this at some point in the past, and so I put that put you in the auditorium.
Okay,
that's good.
As long as we have some place to meet,
then you can legally,
and then I can legally bring food. Mm-hmm. Right. So I make a motion that the next meeting is 6:30, October 25th.
Okay, second.
Susan,
second.
Okay, let's move to second.
Maybe I'll make it at 6:30.
Thursday, October the 25th. Okay, all those
in favor
of the motion,
aye.
Say aye.
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 Aye. Okay.
Okay.
Any nays? Okay. It's been approved for October the 25th.
And I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yes.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay.
All those in favor, rise.
All right.
We got it done in 55 minutes.